joined on the call this morning, starting things off as usual with the head coach of the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Morning, Rob.
A hard-fought battle for your team at Rhode Island. You guys come up a little short, 26-22. Before we kind of review that game, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I thought we really competed the entire game. So, you know, proud of the guys and how they fought. Just, you know, interesting flow of the game. I mean, we started out the game with a 20-play drive. Only came away with 3 points. And, you know, we had two other drives within that game when we only came away with three. So, you know, really did a nice job. And Cody Williams did a nice job making those kicks. And being able to walk away with points is always huge. Just, you know, in the end, that was really the difference. We weren't able to score touchdowns to put ourselves and give ourselves enough lead to be in a position to win at the end. I mean, we only had nine possessions on offense just because that first drive really ate up over 9 minutes. And so just looking at the game and how it went back and forth, limited times to have the ball in the second half. And then, you know, they were able to go really into a 4-minute drill and end the game. So, you know, just want to do a better job closing out games, finishing and putting teams away. But, you know, credit to Rhode Island. That's a very good team. Kasim Hill did a great job. I thought their quarterback run game was really timely, and they were able to score points when they got down the red zone. I thought defensively they really played well the second half. So, you know, just some goods and some things we need to improve on, and really just want to get in a position where we can win in the end.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Larry. How you doing?
Good. Coach, you've lost three in a row now by a total of 15 points, and they've come down to the fourth quarter, either not being able to make a stop or not to clutch the roll or coming through with seven instead of three. Just thoughts on those fourth quarters where you could have won all three games in the fourth quarter but came up short. And what can you do to, you know, improve that? Thank you.
Yeah, I think you got to look even further into the game than the fourth quarter. We've been outscored significantly in the third quarter of games. And that puts us in a position where, yeah, you can say we've scored points and done a nice job of competing in the fourth quarter. But, you know, we have to play better in the middle of the game. And all the games we've lost that middle eight, you know, and it's before the first half and coming out the second half, we're playing forward in those games that we've lost. So got to do a better job just really sustaining throughout the game. I thought, you know, we did have a good plan, but, you know, weren't able to be in a position to pull away with a win.
Jordan, let's talk about offensively. You guys, as you touched on, controlled the ball for 35 minutes, which is part of the reason that the drive was so limited. Certainly a nice day from Elijah Barnwell with 98 rushing yards and a touchdown. What were you able to do so effectively to control the ball against Rhode Island?
Yeah, I think, you know, Elijah did a really nice job carrying the ball. We ran the ball 42 times. You know, really we're methodical in our ability to move the ball down the field. And, you know, that's something we want to do is be able to run the ball. And we felt like we were able to do that at times in the game. You know, limited by the amount of explosives, you know, plays vertically down the field. But, you know, I think that's got to be a part of who we are, you know, moving forward the next 2 weeks is, you know, being able to run the ball, being able to establish a run game, be a little bit more balanced in our attack through the air. You know, most of our games have been a little bit one-sided either way. You probably take the Monmouth game out of that was the one game when we were most balanced, but we need to be in a balanced moving forward just to be able to get the outcomes we want.
Another positive on the offensive side, no turnovers for the fourth straight game. And then you guys were also, again, part of that time of possession, 7-16 on third, converted a couple of fourth downs. How key is that going to be also for you guys going forward?
Yeah, really, you know, proud of the offense, how they've taken care of the football since the bye week. You know, we've really done a nice job of with our ball security and make sure we're not, you know, giving our opponent extra possessions. But, you know, and I think on the other end, we just got to create some momentum by getting some takeaways, you know, and that's something that's we haven't done the past two games. But I think, going back to we did it in Richmond the second half, But the game before that, you know, Stony Brook, we weren't able to get those takeaways. So we got to get some takeaways and continue to get some momentum back. That's the big thing, just getting momentum and back where we can rally at certain points of the game and overcome those adverse moments.
Defensively, let's switch to that side of the ball. I thought you guys played really well, but the fourth quarter, as you touched on, after you guys take the lead with about 9 minutes to go, DeShield is able to have some success on the ground. And then, as you mentioned, that four-minute drill, Kasim had some big plays in the quarterback run game. What did you feel like? Did you feel like you guys wore down, or what do you think happened in that fourth quarter late?
Yeah, I mean, we started off, so we got the ball back to go before that four-minute drill. We got the ball, I think it was on our minus 35 or 34-yard line, and we had a false start coming out of that. So right away, we're first and 15. We did get it back to a third and five, third and seven, I think. And, you know, we had a chance. We got hands on the ball to convert there to get the first down. We didn't do that. And, a lot of those are the routine plays that we got to have to be able to come back at that point and go down and score. Cause it's a close game at that point. I believe it was 26-22. Then the 4 minute drill is really, we had one timeout going into that, which you want to be in a position to have more of your timeouts available, but we didn't. And they were able to really run the clock out at that point.
I want to go back to just real quickly to the offensive side. We talked about last week what a blow it is to lose a player of the caliber of Sean Bowman. But Rohan Jones comes in and as a tight end and catches his first career touchdown pass. How did you think he did in that spot?
Rohan's been terrific, really all year. And he's a guy who came in here as a receiver. He's a freshman, was with us in the spring. So that was huge to have him with us and working out with us and training and practicing, and then getting him out. We had two tight ends go down in preseason. So we made the change. We moved him to tight end. So he's really playing in that a tweener position. He will be in line at times, but he's off the ball as well and has the skill set to get vertically down the field. And so really happy with the things he's been able to do out of the backfield, and then vertically in the pass game, he's been able to do some things for us as well.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, you talk about those field goals. What do you need to do to cash those into touchdowns? What plays aren't you making? And then Cody Williams, did he win the job, or is Cole hurt? And then again, looking ahead to Albany, what changes or what are you going to do looking ahead to Albany? Thank you.
Yeah, just in the red zone, I mean, we just, I think it's for us, we do a really nice job, but one of the best teams in the country once we get into the red zone. Just want to come away with six instead of three. But I think once we're able to get it inside that 15-yard line, 10-yard line, get it down in, we've been really, really efficient all year. It's more that high red area right around the 20 that we're still at times aren't able to punch it in or really get past that threshold. So that's the area of focus for us. But as I said, we've been really good when we got down in there. Looking at the kicker situation right now, just they're really splitting the duties. So Cole is doing all of our PATs, Cody's doing our field goals. And I thought he really handled that well. And both guys have handled that well, that, just taking on their roles. Cole's been 100% all year in all of his PATs. Wanted to make a change just after the looking back at the Stony Brook game. And even with that, Cole's been outstanding. So, credit to those guys in terms of how they've handled it in a mature way and are continuing to come through in their roles for us. Looking forward to Albany. This is a very good team. I feel like there's some similarities in terms of us and them and how games have finished. They've had a lot of close games, games that, could have gone either way. They're scoring a lot of points on offense, and I think they're playing really tough on defense. You see them flying around. I think they got a really good front seven as well on defense. And obviously looking at Reese Poffenbarger, he's done been, terrific all year. So, this is a very good opponent, one that we know we're going to get their best, and it's going to be a battle throughout the game, like it always is with Albany. So, we're we're focused on them, and that's our focus right now. You know, we've really just turned the page from Rhode Island, and our message is to come out and work this week and go out there and get a win.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for your time this morning, as always, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good week.
All right, you too.